Hello and welcome to Schizophrenic Music. This is Kevin, and I am joined today by none other than Craig.
Hello.
We're just kind of building on what we discussed last week, which was our kind of musical sweet spot. And then the flip side of that, what was kind of our musical kryptonite. I know we had a lot of comments. We appreciate everybody pitching in with kind of what they like and dislike and what hits them right in that sweet spot.
Yep.
What we're trying to go, I'm trying to go a little bit deeper and it's talk about like a lot of them. I think you realize you have, like Craig said, a musical comfort zone where you just, it's kind of like that sweet spot, but your comfort zone where like, oh, I'm cool. This is what I like, but what does it take to maybe do you want to, and what does it take to maybe branch out outside of your comfort zone?
Right. Yep.
So Craig, I'll let you roll with it a little bit.
It's tricky. I wanted to ask you first and foremost in creating this podcast, we've gone back into this effort. The point wasn't world domination because we knew that wasn't possible.
Right.
So we knew it was going to be a niche audience, and that's great. So for us, comfort zones can be, it can be a variety of things, right? Depending on the day, depending on the mood, the time of the year, the time of the day, those kind of things.
Exactly.
But I've noticed, and this is what I love about having, you know, our Facebook group and getting interactions with people that listen and people that are just dedicated to music in general. A lot of times when you start seeing comments, or the flip side of things is when you post something and crickets, just nothing,
right?
And there's no offense taken to those type of things.
Oh, not at all.
But it's you see very quickly that people have their comfort zones and they stay within those comfort zones. So, and I'm always curious to why is that? Is it a matter of modern day life has us so busy that what little time we have to dedicate to music, we better make sure we really like it? Like there's no time to branch out. What do you think? Do you think that's a valid excuse?
That's a valid excuse. I can see that because you didn't want to, I don't know. It's kind of like music. I find a little bit different, but it's kind of like, you know, watching a movie or watching a TV show or something like that. If you watch a movie and you spent 2.5 hours and you're like, man, that's just 2.5 hours that I'm never going to get back because the movie didn't end up being any good. You know, that's kind of like, oh, darn, it's wasted time. But right. It's not wasted. But it's I can see how that can be viewed like, ooh, I got, you know, right now I have kids are off doing something or at some event and I'm got an hour to listen to something. Let me listen to something I know I love, like one of my classics that I know I'm going to like listening to. Right. I can see that.
Right.
But on the flip side, you can also have like, ooh, let me listen to something that I didn't. Let me explore. Because I like to explore. I mean, I know we talked about how we always, 100%. We had to get away from it. It's almost like we do it. I do it too much sometimes where I'm listening new music. And then sometimes I got to step on the brakes and go, you know what? I want to pull out that old copy or go back and listen to something I haven't heard in a little while. That's when we do like our shuffles or whatever.
Yep.
But I'm a slave to some of the, if you like, you also like type of things, either be it in like on a Bandcamp or something or on just on Apple Music where they list the artists down at the bottom that are similar to the one you're listening to. You're like, you'll see something, I never heard of this guy or I don't know about this.
Yep.
And then you go down a, you know, rabbit hole or whatever.
Yeah, that rabbit hole's to me is fun too. I mean and you're right. That's I loved November. November was so great diving back into things. Most of what I was listening to were things that I just wouldn't have thought to go back to, which is great. The flip side of it is the excitement of discovering something new. I think we do that on a weekly basis, like you said, with triple plays and even in diving into something that you didn't know existed, it to me is equally, sometimes even more exciting
yep.
than it is to find something that's new, that's just been newly, you know, a new band or a new artist that releases a new album. But then to go back and find out, oh man, there was this artist back from the 60s and 70s I did not know about. And they were running parallel with, you know, like we put Percy Sledge and Sam Cooke. Ooh, okay. What, give me more of that. That's what I want. I have a ton of Percy Sledge. I have a ton of Ray Charles. I have a ton of Sam Cooke and Otis Redding and Solomon Burke. Give me something obscure I don't know about. And you have experience with that.
Right. So I've been like, I don't do playlists all the time, you know, but sometimes you like Apple Music. I know Spotify doesn't too, but Apple Music has like a playlist and you just go for it. But I was looking, it was a Sunday and I was looking for something and I ended up going to, it was this playlist by a label or a group called the Numero Group, which they're basically a record label that re-releases or finds your lost artists, that things that have never been released or didn't, you know, they released back in the 60s or something like that, but never 70s, but never made it to the next. Like you can't go buy a CD or anything like that. They're just, you can't really find the stuff. And they're like, they unearth some of these treasures and then re-release them. And it's like this one playlist, it'd be all these bands. I'm like, man, this is really good. And I start digging in. And there was this one band called Country Comfort, you know, and I'm like, what the, you know, who is this? And it was like, they're a kind of a folk rock band from Hawaii back in the 70s or whatever. And it's just like, and yeah, I'm trying to find stuff out about them. And I'm like, oh, it's the lead singer's name is this. And then, you know, I found out like a few paragraphs, basically what I found out about these guys. But then I found the album, like on Apple Music or whatever. I'm like, boom. So I'm like, this is really good stuff. So I love that. And from there you go, well, if they were playing that, then you start going down that rabbit hole. With Numero Group, it's easy to go down that rabbit hole because there are some things that, like they're really big into like a lot of like the, you know, lost soul artists and things like that, where people you don't know of and you're like, ooh, who's this? And then there was like a couple other things, and I found other artists from there that it's like, ooh, and it opens that door. And when the door gets open a little bit, I like pushing through and finding, it's almost, I can't just stop. I'm like, if I like Country Comfort, well, who else is related or somehow like that? So then you get down, like that's when you go down some of those rabbit holes, which I've gone down quite a few. And there's one you got me thinking about what I've done in the last, you know, few weeks or months and things like that. But yeah, I welcome that. And it's like, I'm not replacing those great soul artists that I love, but it's like an extension of that.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's my thing is I love Numero Group, by the way. And I've had opportunities. Sean a lot of times will come to me and he goes, hey, do you have this? And I go, no, and I'm not going to start. Some of that stuff's pretty rare. And it goes back to my compulsion of having to own an album.
Yep.
And most of those artists, a good portion of them at least, don't have an album.
Right.
You can't find, or if they do, you certainly can't find it. A lot of times it's an artist going, especially when you go back to the 50s and 60s, I guess that's the way it was up until mid to late 60s. So all you're going to get is maybe a 45, an A side and a B side. That's fine. But yeah, so I will find myself streaming that on like Apple Music as a playlist would be perfect, would be absolutely perfect. But I hear a song sometimes and I'm like, God, I want more of that voice.
Yep.
That particular voice. That's what I want. So sometimes I have to kind of hit pause and go, you know, it's just, it doesn't exist. You're not going to find that. So,
right. And that's,
how do we get people? I guess my thing is, I'm just curious how you get people interested in those kind of things when it's so easy to fall back on what you already have and what you are. And I get it, man. I still get chills when I hear the right Led Zeppelin album. I totally get that, but I'm trying to find that same, and I say chills because that to me is like the factor. Like the first time you hear the Beach Boys outside of Surfing USA or something like that, or maybe that even gave you chills, but the first time you hear that one song where you're like, how on earth do that many voices meld like that. That's remarkable. That's what I look for. I look for that moment where I'm like, whew, the Andrew Gabbard album did that to me two or three times. The first time I listened to it, I did a head turn and looked at the record and go, did he just do that? Like, holy shit. I can't imagine not wanting to experience that, not wanting to.
I don't know. I think something, it kind of goes back to that sweet spot a little bit. Like something has to hit you to make you want to learn more about whatever it is that you just heard. You know, like we've talked about hearing things on the TV,
right?
And Shazamming it and going, because you're like, whoa, I'll stop and pause something. My family's like, what are you doing? I'm like, no, I need to know. Hold on. I need to find out what this is. And then from there, you find this new artist. And we're not talking about, you and I are not talking about like new artists, like brand new released an album last week. That's great. I love that.
Yep.
But a lot of what you're talking about, like Numero Group and stuff, that's stuff that they're old artists that don't exist anymore, or, you know, or released barely, albums years
barely
ago.
Even existed in the first place, right?
Barely even existed in the first place, right. And it's like, but something needs to hit you. But then you can purposely do it, I guess. You can say, like, you know what? I'm going to see what's in the, I don't know.
Right.
You know, jazz section of Apple Music today. And I'm not big into jazz, but I'm going to listen to something and just go and listen to it.
Yep.
You know, that, and then just go, ooh. But, or you can just say, you know, hit the new releases or whatever, like songs, or just play something, or playlists are great. They're curated by a whole lot of different people.
Mm-hmm.
Right, all over the place. You got Amazon and Apple and Spotify and different things like that. And you're like, ooh, you get in something you like. And that's kind of what I went down that rabbit hole, and I'm still listening to stuff. And it's great and frustrating at the same time. But like, I was listening to a playlist just because I wanted to listen to something different. And it was like worldwide music called Worldwide Chill, right? And it was just like playing like kind of laid back, but music from all over the place. It could have been Africa, could be Israel, could be, you know, US, Australia, whatever.
Nice. Yep.
And that's when I heard the song, and we've talked about this, and I won't go on and on about my rabbit hole, but I heard a song by a band called Amanaz. And I was like, immediately like, who, what, this, it just hit me. It like hit that sweet spot, whatever that sweet spot was.
Yep.
It just, I'm like, Amanaz. So then I clicked on artists. I'm like, who is Amanaz? And I'm like, oh, it's from like 1972 or something like that. And I'm like, ooh. And then I'm like, Amanaz. And then I'm like, they were a major Zamrock band. I'm like, Zamrock? What's Zamrock? Never heard of it before. So then you're like, then I'm down this like rabbit hole going, ooh, who else? Like, who else is a Zamrock band? You know, you look on Wikipedia, they name like four or something. And then you listen to Apple Music and there's like, you know, Witch, Peace, and the whatever, you know, Ngozi family. Okay, great. But now it's like that thing you're saying, which is frustrating, is like you'll see another band and they release like, they don't even have an album. They have a single, or they have like a little EP, or like some like label. I have a bunch of compilations now of West African, East African, all kinds of like, ooh, songs from, you know, Zamrock from Zambia. But also you got like, ooh, the, you know, Nigerian bands or whatever. Now I got like, and there's like one song by all these bands. I'm like, ooh, I want more, because that was really cool. You know, and then you get into like, you get on this crazy rabbit hole. But like I'm saying, I guess that's what needs to happen. It has to happen.
Yep.
Where something hits your sweet spot and you go like, ooh, I like that. Give me more. And then you're opening up a new door. And now I'm like, almost daily I pull out something from that. I'm sure it'll wane a little bit, but I'm digging it. And I keep on going, you know, ooh, save that album, because it's by a new artist that I didn't ever hear of that's in, you know, this country or that country. And I'm trying to like bridge it where like, okay, that stopped existing in like 79 or something like that. But I'm like, where did that go? Like, I need modern artists that sound sort of like, you know, who's releasing stuff today that's sort of like,
right,
that were like, influenced by that.
Like, you know, who is influenced? Like, who is influenced by that?
Right.
Yeah. Who can I? I mean, I see so many people that And the bar is so high when you start, when you start saying, but I always go back to the Grateful Dead, or I always go back to the Beatles, or well, okay, I get that. Everybody should go back to the Beatles, but not everything is the Beatles. And there's so many other things out there that have to at least have you curious.
Right. You got to you got to have a natural curiosity, a natural musical curiosity.
Absolutely.
I'm saying nothing's wrong with if you're passionate about one form, you like love, I don't know, Laurel Canyon, you love that
great example
form of music, and you live like more power to you. That's great. You're listening to that, stuff like that. But you have to have a natural curiosity to listen to something else. And that's how I found out about half of the bands that I like, or half the artists, is because of a band that I liked.
Right.
Like you mentioned the Dead, and I don't want to, I'm dominating or stealing, hogging all the talk, but the Grateful Dead, if nothing else, like a band like that, introduced me to a whole bunch of other artists that I never would have probably listened to if not for the Dead.
Right.
Like they were covering a bunch of stuff, and I'm like, you find out it's like, oh, that's a cover of what? That's a George Jones song.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now you're listening to, and I'm like, let me listen to the real George, you know, the real one, or like you're playing all kinds of different stuff. Some old like blues tune or soul tune or some old country tune, or even the bands that are released that were related to them. And I don't want to go on a big tangent, but like, you know, they had little offshoots where they did a little bluegrass. Olden in the Way was a bluegrass band. So you listen to those guys and then you go like, ooh, that sounded cool. So then you're all of a sudden you're listening to bluegrass, or you're listening to a band like Quicksilver Messenger Service because you knew that they played with the Dead. And then you're listening to Airplane and them and New Riders of the Purple Sage. And you're all, you know, like all over the place. And then you make the jump to like Fish and Widespread. And if you go that direction, it's like, you could go forever.
Right.
You know, but anyways, but you got to want to,
cool
to like what you like.
We talked about this a while back. I think it's such an important episode for us when Mark brought up the idea of everything being present.
Right.
And why we are, i.e. you and I, are the way we are.
Right.
Because, you know, we know a lot of people aren't. It really comes down to curiosity. Are you curious? Are you intrigued to dive a little bit deeper? And I always am. I've always been that way. And it's funny because now I rarely listen to compilations that much. But when I do, I'm often happy. Like I told you about, you know, something happened. I had an issue with the adapter on my car, or something broke, so I couldn't play anything off my phone. So I had to rely on my CD player, but I don't have any CDs anymore.
Right.
All I had were these two compilations, and I'm like, all right, I'll throw this in. I know some of this stuff, and I walked away going, man, it was great. It's like going back to the mixtape days.
Right.
But then I find myself constantly trying to go back to an album, but I'm always curious to find another album, another band, even if it's a band I know. And then it's unearthed. Like I remember discovering the Black Crowes had this long lost album that people talked about that you just couldn't find. And I'm like, what? And then all of a sudden I see it on bootleg. And I'm like, finally. I was telling you off before we were recording, I was really big into rockabilly for a while because I was influenced by Carl Perkins and Elvis, of course. And so we went to Memphis. And so we were just immersing ourselves in Sun Records and just that whole sound. But I was really getting into Bill Haley and the Comets. Loved Bill Haley and the Comets. And I remember finding this weird French import Media Play of all places. They used to have these great imports and they were cheap. So this CD's $10 and it's like the basement recordings of Bill Haley and the Comets. And I'm like, for $10, I'm buying that.
Sure.
Just for the curiosity of what's this going to sound like? These are demos. And it was awesome. It wasn't the best music. It was far inferior recording wise to the, rough, but it was so fun to listen to it because it kind of brought you there. It brought you to their studio where they played. It was just awesome. So that's, you know, I think the curiosity factor, how do you get people curious though? Is it, especially with how quickly things move, how do you get people curious? Does there need to be a little bit of a snippet of that sweet spot that they're looking for? Is it a description? you know, those kind of things that are what gets you to check something out? Is it for you, it's the recommended thing down at the bottom, right?
If you're
listening to something, it's like other people like this.
Right.
Easy for you to go to, right?
It's a lot of different things, but yeah, I look at that and go, ooh, and I almost have to, like, I don't want to move through what I'm listening to, but I'll save that album and I have to like it or whatever you want to say, and then go back and listen to it later, because you could go down a rabbit hole. Like when I was doing like the instrumental soul and, you know, maybe you liked Delvon Lamar and you look at all the bands down the bottom and that's where I found the True Loves. And then this band and this band, and they're like, you could save a bunch of those. And they're like, ooh, now I need to actually go back and listen to all those. You know, I listened to a song and it was great, you know?
Yep.
So it's that kind of does it, but it's like, it's that sweet spot, or it can be a recommendation by, you know, I listen to a bunch of stuff because you'll play it, or you'll say, what about, you know, you'll show your album of the day, or you'll just mention this, or we talk about what we're listening to. I'm like,
yep,
you know what? That's a band I didn't know about. Let me give it a shot. You know? So it's that, like I said, you got to be open to begin with, and you're not looking for I'm not looking for the next greatest, my next favorite band, but I'm like, ooh, I'm always, you know, accepting applications for people that can, for people that can go on my, you know, that can go on my list or whatever. But yeah.
I think I'm going to put that as one of the best comments you've ever made. I'm going to bookmark that in my top 10 best Kevin comments. All right, so I'm gonna scroll back. We're gonna dance around here a little bit because I was bombing this weekend. I was bombing Kevin with text messages because the wife and I were at a brewery, and I've brought this place up before. I was telling you guys about when you hear something and you just go, God, what is that? I remember hearing Alex Chilton's really raw version of him doing Jumpin' Jack Flash and going, oh my God. And the mix, well, it's that same freaking brewery, man. Lost Druid Brewery, God bless you, because you brew amazing beer. But the music they were playing, so let's just scroll through here. Okay, so I'm texting Kevin. I'm like, all right, I'm at Lost Druid Brewing, walking in, immediately hear Iron Maiden, followed by Poison, and then Edwin McCain.
Right.
Love it. And now Beck, and now these guys, I think you will dig them. Sidebar, you have to listen to that Ocean Color Scene album.
I need to do that.
Because that is the Britpop equivalent of a jam album.
Okay.
Totally. I totally missed the boat on those guys, so bookmark that. So you're like, cool, we'll check out. I said, just let me know.
Then I went down. Then I started. Okay.
I was like, just let me know when you want me to stop the play-by-play. And he goes, no, man, you're good. So I'm just like, yeah, they go from Van Halen to The Verve to Dokken. And then it goes to Inspiral Carpets. I'm like, God, I love this place, because this is it's just outside of Avondale Estates, right? Just outside of Avondale States, going in towards Decatur, which, for those of you that don't know the Atlanta metro area, kind of a trendy area. I love it out there, but you can get to some of these breweries or you get to some of these places, and the music that they're playing is pretty pretentious. It's music I like, but it's like, man, you're just going down.
You're
trying real hard to be. And for them,
be cool.
They were playing a lot. They were playing a lot of hits, but then they would mix in a song that you didn't know from a band you knew, or a single from a band that was popular way back when, but didn't get any radio play. And it just worked. Great. What a great mix, because you're hearing stuff that's familiar, but it's within a context of stuff that shouldn't fit together. And it's the whole reason why I love music so much.
And then that was fun. I'm like, so we, you know, and I was home. So I'm like, what are they playing now? How about now? But you know,
that's the thing. Kevin will do this a lot. You'll go, what are they playing? Because, you know, or I'll do my album of the day or whatever. I'll send him a screenshot. I go, listen to this. This is really good. And either later that day or the next day or the following day, I'll get same thing. I'll get an image of that same album. I'm like, that's, you know, that's what we do. It's like the minute something gets introduced, whether it's, you know, a recommendation or whether it's just, hey, I'm spinning this right now.
Right.
We'll dive into it.
Exactly. So I think you just got to open. People need to open it up, open your mind and go, hey, let me, I don't know this person. If you see somebody you don't know or you haven't heard in a while or don't know at all, like, I don't know, give it a shot, right? Just absolutely. Listen to it. And what's the worst that could happen? Listen to two songs. Give it more than one. Listen to, you know, two, three songs. You're like, not my thing. You don't have to. You don't have to go.
you're not putting a ring on it.
Exactly. So, you know, so I don't know. It's just fun. And there's things that, like, there's a lot of times I'll listen. I'm a completist type of, I started the album.
Definitely.
I'm going to give it a whole, my total attention, or give it a full fair shot. Listen to the whole thing, maybe, you know.
And that can go both ways if you think about it. Like, there's several times where I'll start an album and I go, yes. And then by the time I get done with it, I'm like, eh. And then other times, and that's what I did with that Ocean Color Scene, because that album starts with the song that they played, their hit, which I loved. Then a couple songs came in. I go, I don't know about this. And by the time I got to the end of it, I go, whoa, so many peaks and it was just great. So it can go both ways. It doesn't always open the album up. Sometimes it closes the book real quick by the end of it. But yeah, I have to complete it.
And then, of course, there's The Growers. You know, there's albums that we both, there's albums that I love now that the first time I heard it,
right.
You know, it came back later. Oh, that was pretty good. Or, you know, just there's things that just from when we were meeting the Moonlight Mile and things suggested, I gave it a good casual listen and then, oh, that was good. And then for some reason played it again or it came back later. I'm like, wow, I didn't give this a fair, right. I should have listened closer or whatever last time, but.
Yep.
Yeah.
When you listen to it is key to, you've even said, we both have said this to each other. I think you said that with the Eugene McDaniels that I featured on the Triple Play here recently, that you were scanning it, but you had something going on because I'm listening to it now. Sometimes you'll hear something and it's just not good for background. Like, you really got to pay attention to it. And then other things, it works both ways. So I think a deep listen, that's the one thing I need to do more of, is set aside time at least a couple of days a week and go, all I'm going to do is listen to this album.
Mm-hmm. That's why, like, the one thing you talk about time, because that's the thing. I guess what used to be good, not that I miss this at all.
Right.
Driving to work. When you're in the car is a great time to really listen to something, right? Because you got nothing else going on except for, you know, paying attention where you're going. But it's a great time to listen to an album. When you put something on as I'm cooking dinner, I might really be into it, but then I'll be like, ooh, I realized that I got really into what I was doing. And I didn't really hear those last two songs, you know? And I've been known to go, I did go back and like, I missed that. I don't remember listening to that or whatever, but you know, so there's making that time. Sometimes things are great as back. Some things are great just to play with when you're doing something, but doing that deep dive or whatever. I mean, deep listen, what you're saying. Yeah. Yep. Paying attention.
Oh man. Like you said, road trips are the best, especially when you're on the highway. Cause then you can kind of get in your lane and just cruise.
You don't have to think.
Exactly. Those are every time we go to the beach, every time we go to the mountains, every time we go somewhere over extended distances. Mm-hmm. I love it. Cause I've got at least, you know, 2-3 albums I can listen to, which is great.
Most definitely.
So have we figured out the riddle, or are we just adding to the puzzle?
Adding to the puzzle, maybe, but I think, I'm not saying everyone, and not everybody needs to be, I don't know, I'm not saying be like me, whatever. Not everyone needs to be musically curious, but it's really cool if you do. I mean, I'm not saying you like more than one thing or whatever, because there's good stuff, but just.
I'll be 100% upfront with people. If you are not at least somewhat curious and are looking to branch out, I don't know if we're the right podcast.
I would agree.
Let's be honest, because it's truly all over the map.
I mean, we've done different things, and I love that some of the comments and some things really gained some traction, a certain band or artist or whatever.
Yep.
Then you see ones that don't, like you're saying, oh, that's surprising, and no one really got on that. Like I said, we're not right. You know, we're open to the, nope, not my thing.
No doubt. No, it's not in terms of agreeing with anybody. It's
not at all.
If you take the same road every day, and you're comfortable with that and you don't really want to take that side detour musically, you're probably going to be a little
right. You're going to be like, what are these guys? We're all over the place. So,
yep.
I'm sorry. But hey, but then
sorry,
when
not
you hear
sorry.
Something, ooh, you know, something hits the spot, right?
Yep. So. Absolutely. Well, cool, man. Great chat as always. Hopefully you enjoyed what you heard here. If you do, give us a like, a follow, subscribe wherever you're listening in. Definitely subscribe. That's going to let you know when the next episode pops up. Exactly. So get notifications of that. Kevin, do we have anything else going on social-wise? Or
nothing else going on. No, we... no, we... Of course, we were talking about our discussion group on Facebook, which join that for sure because it's open. Talk about anything. We're all over the place and some you can go on and share all kinds of opinions. But also, that's Facebook, but also join us on Twitter, yep. Instagram. Send us a comment, a review, a like, a follow, whatever you need to do on there because we'd love to hear from you. Yep. And it guides us to the next thing. And we're always open for hearing what you like.
Yeah, on Facebook too. You're welcome to post. Everybody's free to post if you got a topic right. or whatnot, as long as it's, you know, within the guidelines. So don't, let's not be nasty or anything like that. But yeah,
right.
post away, man. If you've got any kind of suggestion or if you got an album you're really digging or just something you're curious about, hit us up. We're definitely open to it.
Most definitely.
All right. Well, thanks as always for joining in. And until next time, take care.
All right. Take it easy.